It's been a little over 14 months since massive debris flows rolled through parts of southern Santa Barbara County, killing 23 people and destroying more than 100 homes. Now, a pair of new reports by an economic research company show that real estate sales in Montecito, as you might expect, took a big hit, while the sudden housing shortage in the county led to a spike in rental prices. The January 9, 2018 disaster seriously impacted more than 270 properties.
We have a total of 271 parcels tagged as either yellow or red when they were initially inspected after the debris flow. We have seen 60% of the homes that were initially tagged yellow or red have improved status to either a yellow or a green tag. Now, we looked into the building permit data associated with those parcels, and we found that actually a lot of that change in status can be attributed to demolition projects. So we found that most of the demolition projects that we found in the building permit data have been completed, but there's still quite a bit of work to go on the repair and rebuild side.
Bjorn Kallerud is an economist with Robert Niehaus Incorporated, also known as RDN. It's an economic consulting company based in Santa Barbara. Kallerud says home sales in Montecito took a 25% drop in 2018 versus 2017, but most of the reduction was in the first 2 months after the disaster. Later in the year, sales rebounded.
That kind of speaks to the appeal of living in Montecito. There was quite a big slowdown immediately after the debris flow. If you look at the annual index, overall, sales were down about 25% in Montecito in 2018, whereas they were pretty steady in Santa Barbara County in general. But that is mostly attributed to the first few months of the year where there was quite a big slowdown. You can see that sales recovered quite a bit in the later part of the year, and most of the interviews that we conducted with local real estate professionals indicated that people are still quite a high demand for people to buy homes in Montecito.
The RDN study showed the value of homes in what Santa Barbara County identified as higher-risk zones in Montecito and Carpinteria has dropped by nearly 26%. Homes outside the red zones increased 9.6%. With the South Coast rental market already tight and debris flow victims scrambling to find temporary housing, the research shows the disaster led to a spike in rental prices.
We wanted to see the effects on the rental market because, this rebuilding process that we saw in the sales side of things, it takes a long time. So, a lot of folks were displaced temporarily, and that kind of put some more pressure on that market for rental housing because a lot of people shifted from being homeowners to temporary renters. We found a short-term increase in rental prices from online rental listings. We estimate about a 5.6% increase from the median in the 9 months after the debris flow, and we saw that kind of tapering off over time. So we expect that to be dissipating towards zero now.
The research shows that most of the displaced families tried to stay nearby and didn't go out of county to Ventura County.
We thought that we could exclude Ventura. We kind of assumed that most people would be wanting to stay a little bit closer to their initial home in Montecito. So we extended as far as Goleta and Carpinteria. That was kind of backed up a little bit too by the interviews that we did with the local real estate professionals who said that there was some movement within the county, to come up to Goleta, up to Hope Ranch and Santa Barbara, but most folks tend to stick pretty close by.
Economist Bjorn Kallerud admits it's hard to quantify how long recovery efforts will take for Montecito. Are we talking 3 years? 5 years?
I don't think we can really answer that question at this point. We tried to dig into the temporal aspect of this a little bit. We found that the average time from opening a demolition permit to opening a repair or rebuild permit, if a property had both types of projects going on in their parcel, was about 120 days. So that's kind of the base estimate for the length of time for a demolition project, about 4 months. So obviously the repairing and rebuilding is going to be above that. That's kind of the floor of that time scale.
But the RDN economist points to a big sign of hope. He says permits show rebuilding is already complete on two of the disaster-hit properties, and repairs are finished on 15 other debris flow-hit home sites. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.